Do you struggle to feel the presence of God with you throughout stressful days? Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker shows you how to bring prayer into your daily routine through simple movements and mindful rhythms that draw your heart and mind back to God anytime, anywhere. Get your copy now wherever you buy books.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. And is it a good Friday morning? John, Lance, and Dell with you till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9, taking you into Charlie Polillo. And it's go time. How about them Texans? Five straight now and looking like a good football team. For the first time this year, they look like a good football team.
I bet I'm not going to get any pushback today about calling them potentially better than the Kansas City Chiefs. No pushback today after what you saw yesterday. There's not a team in the NFL that wants any piece of them. None.
You may be taking it a step too far. But
Rams, don't do it. Ooh. We saw what happened to Dell. Dell can't even talk today.
No.
Dell's like devastated.
Which guy is?
Smart Dell's devastated. The Dell without glasses is devastated.
All the Dells.
Everything.
What about Black Dell? I haven't seen. Have we seen Black Dell on Twitter lately?
Every now and again.
I muted him, so consistent. I don't even know.
You muted Black Dell?
Yeah, I usually mute those fake parody accounts.
Wow.
They think they're super funny, and I just don't want to deal with them.
Oh.
Your guy, your morning poll guy, I think. I don't.
Comes up with some clever stuff. I don't know about that. Dell, how do you feel today about your club?
Someone asked me about that yesterday. I think it was KJ. He was worried about me coming in. My club's always 4-4. I don't care.
That is true. I went to the game with a Miami fan, and he was just like, this is us. We are the most media. It was. KJ called it the Middling Bowl, and it. You know what? It's a pretty good description of that game last night. Two franchises that have been... Meh.
Yeah, it really has been. But, this is kind of what the Texans do under Bill O'Brien. They start slowly, and then they pick up. Remember, 2 years ago when they got smashed at home? They went on the road, got embarrassed against Atlanta. I can't remember who they got smashed at home against. And then they went on a run.
Yeah.
It's like we all thought, well, this team. And then they went on a run. They won a division, 9-7. But it's something similar here. The difference is this isn't a Hoyer and this isn't a seven different quarterback run where you – I mean, look, I don't think the division is all that good, obviously. But the Texans right now are playing better than the best team in a bad division. Right now, I thought the last game defensively they did it. This is the first game they clicked offensively.
This is the first time.
Everything turned into touchdowns. Will Fuller, of course, there's a knee issue there we got to look
at.
No,
not a knee issue. He's done for the season.
Is he?
Yeah. Adam Schefter reported that this morning. It looks like ACL. That's what they're saying. The team is saying ACL.
Well, if Adam Schefter said it, it's done.
Yeah.
God dang it. I didn't even... See, this is why I don't read Adam Schefter in the morning. I don't need this kind of stuff in my life. Because Will Fuller is just way too fast for everybody.
Well, and now... So they do have to replace him somehow, some way. You know, how do you, you know, there is.
You got to get Kiki back.
Kiki, but Kiki's a slot guy. I mean.
Well, I'm just saying from a speed. Yeah,
no, from
true.
A speed standpoint.
You're not going to.
No, but.
You're not going to replace.
Well,
Real
why
Ford.
Not? Why can't they? Well, they've got what? Cap room. Why don't they make a trade?
Well, this is the. Usually you don't ever see that, but maybe this is the year that you can't.
I just
find,
saw it with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm not doing dumb Cowboy moves.
No, no. I don't want to do a dumb Cowboy move, but no. I want to.
If you want to give the Texans.
Now this team
a
has
Snacks
a chance.
Harrison move. This, that's fine.
This yeah, right. Yeah. This team has a chance to do something. Look at that was a special team last night. That was a team that can play good football. That it is scary. Now
special,
that feels
a little strong.
No,
they beat up Brock and a bad run defense. Oh my God. What an embarrassment your people are, Dell.
But that was a scary football team, the way that they played with speed, with Will Fuller opening stuff up for you. Offense, I mean, listen, yeah, they're bad. They're bad run defense. There's no question about that. But that team looks like it can do something.
Oh yeah,
in the postseason.
The Lions were a scary football team on Sunday. The Bears were a scary football team for three quarters the Sunday before. So
no, the Bears were scared. Look, did Miami beat them?
31-28. Yeah. But I said for three quarters they were scary. The Lions were scary throughout. So
the Lions can do something special too.
Well, the Texans are playing good football. I would just hesitate considering the defense they ran up against. You saw the hissy fit the defensive coordinator threw because he has seen enough. Imagine people who don't get paid who have to watch them seen.
There really is. Look. They're a bad team, but that's the explosiveness we saw last year.
Yep.
And Deshaun is starting to feel it a little bit. I think, you know, I've always felt like Will Fuller unlocks a different level of offense because even when he isn't getting a ton of catches, the defense just has to respond. They have no other choice but to respond. It helps pull people off the line of scrimmage, out of the box, helps your running game, helps Deshaun, D-Hop. And you're right. Right now, you're at a point in an AFC where you say, look, Kansas City's really, really good. Really good. The Chargers are good. I can go tell you some good teams. I think there's one really, really good team.
New England's a good team.
I think New England's a good team. I think Kansas City's a really, really good team. Regardless, I do think that there is enough there to say, you know what? If the right guy comes along, give up the pick for a wide receiver if it's available. And this is the year that we've seen in before the trade deadline, there are guys available. So maybe we are going to see more trading. If you're the Houston Texans, you have to take a look at that. You're right. That you don't have it on your team.
No.
You don't have it on. You need somebody better than what your depth is to replace Will Fuller if he's got the ACL. That's just such a big blow because he is such a dynamic talent with man. And I think you look for somebody like Will Fuller. Yeah. I really do. I think you look for a speed guy. I don't care if it's Mike Wallace. I think you look for somebody who can take the top off of defense and offer that up.
And that's a guy that maybe a fifth rounder in that neighborhood. You can't do what the Cowboys did.
If it's a veteran wide receiver, you can get him for a later pick.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And when I say veteran, I mean, you know, getting close to 30 or maybe even in that neighborhood.
Well, let's look at crappy teams. The Dolphins, for example. Okay.
Well, they've had so many injuries. And
yeah. Well, they're a crappy. That's a crappy football team.
I wonder what they would give up Devontae Parker for.
They probably won't do it now, considering
because of the injury.
He's the only guy they got left.
Albert Wilson is hurt.
Well, you're going nowhere, Dell.
Yeah, your team is a dead end.
They're a disgrace with
Brocktober.
So, how are you going to balance this show out? Because if the team you beat is a disgrace. Doesn't that take away from how special the Texans
are? No, because you demolished them.
No.
You demolished them.
Well, the team that was a disgrace played with you for three quarters. So how can you call? So I'm just trying to figure out how the show will go.
What three quarters? What three quarters did they play with you?
It was 28 to 20 at the end of the third quarter. What I'm saying is, if the team you beat is a disgrace, how can you take a lot from the win?
Because you demolished them. You covered the point spread. That's fine.
Alabama will demolish a team.
And they're really great,
but they're
too.
Really great. We know that.
Yeah.
So are the Texans the Alabama of the AFC?
Right now, well, you said that. I didn't say it.
No,
but
I didn't say anything.
But you got a point.
I asked a question.
He's got a point, John.
I asked a question. Are they?
I know. We're asking it. Aren't the Texans the Alabama of the AFC? I think that's the question. 713-780-3776. Dell, ask it. We'll ask it again. 713-780-3776.
I give it to you like this.
What?
West Virginia got back on track, and their offense, who had been struggling, much like the Texans has been, got back on track beating up on Baylor.
A feisty Baylor team that almost took
it. So are the Texans the West Virginia of the AFC?
I like to say I like to see the Alabama of the AFC.
Oh, you like that?
More.
Yeah.
I like that better. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Make that better.
Yeah, right. And Miami is really Georgia.
Or the Georgia Tech.
Or they're the Baylor.
Or are they the Georgia Tech of the AFC?
Or Miami's the Baylor.
And Miami's the Virginia Tech of the
AFC. With Brock, Miami's the Baylor.
Kind of.
No, we can talk about Brock because it's a joke here, but with that defense, they're the Baylor. Brock wasn't the problem. The defense is atrocious.
The defense really was. My goodness. Ooh, it was bad. But you know what? It was nice to say, hey, Deshaun found tight ends.
How about that?
Two touchdowns to Thomas. We just talked about it yesterday.
Oh, and
it's important to find tight ends.
Does this red area conversation
that's
stop
over.
Now?
This team owns the red area. They went from 31st to third yesterday, probably.
I don't think it was.
They took over the
entire station, the entire red zone station they took over.
Yeah.
Well, it was the only game on, so the red zone.
Well, they took it over.
That would have been the
I have not checked the stats, but I know they were 31st going into the game. I'm assuming they're in the top five in the red area, probably.
Even after the third touchdown, they were still 31st because they had the stats put up even after they scored.
Can we stop with the Deshaun can't throw touchdown passes off play action? Can we stop that now?
Who said that?
Oh, no, that was a stat that he had zero touchdown passes off play action. Three last night.
I mean,
is that enough for everybody?
I love all the excitement. I mean, I would just say.
We're keeping the same energy, Dell. Five touchdowns.
I would keep that same energy. I just feel like you played a team who apparently doesn't know how to play at all.
Oh, really? Because I remember Miami team that won Super Bowls, okay?
In the 70s?
Yeah. Yeah. That's an organization that has history.
No, by the way, Pat Mahomes.
Not history since I've been alive.
Let me say this about Pat Mahomes.
But we don't care about
that. I love all your big, high touchdown games that you're having. Deshaun invented that last year. And so now, you know, Deshaun was the first one that everyone goes, oh, my God, look how many touchdowns. And now you're looking at it and saying, oh, look at this. Deshaun Watson's doing it again.
NFL
Look
Network.
Out, Mahomes.
NFL Network put out which young quarterback would you rather have, Mahomes or Deshaun? And guess what everybody's voting for?
What?
Mahomes.
Well.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean.
Except me.
Yeah.
Guess what I voted for? My guy. Okay? That's right. Who paid $25 for him in the.
You did. You got your money's worth yesterday.
I sure did.
Not some of the other games, but yesterday was a killer.
So I started him again last night.
20 pass attempts, 5 touchdowns.
I'm playing in the other league, and I'm playing against Deshaun. Didn't start him. Thank you.
Last night you didn't?
I did. Oh. But about in my other league.
Oh.
The guy didn't start him.
Thank you. Yeah.
Idiot.
I got the snacks drafted him in the first round just like you. I got to find out if he started him yesterday.
He better have started
him. And Russell Wilson, so I have no idea.
All right. 710 ESPN 97.5. Are the Texans the Alabama of the NFL? 713-780-3776.
That question, interestingly enough, came from Dell. He was the first.
Yeah, Dell is the first. You know what? As astute as you are, okay? That was probably the smartest thing that you've said so far.
Well, I didn't say they were. I just asked
In 14 years that we've worked with you.
I haven't worked with you for 14 years. It feels like 40 for me, but it hasn't been 14.
We'll get to some of the X's and O's, and if you want to get your thoughts in here, Texans' run game was
phenomenal.
Was tremendous. The offensive line, I thought, played really well, deserves a lot of credit. DeAndre Hopkins just showed off why it has the premier hands in the league. And in your Houston Rockets, since Daryl Morey has taken over, and really it's been this way dating back to Les Alexander being in charge, the Rockets never, ever sit tight. And there is a big, big trade brewing for your Houston Rockets. We will tell you about it here when we get back.
Huge, 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 huge. ESPN 97.5. Oh, I didn't open up the email yet. What is it? What do we got here, Daryl?
Well, one of you needs to talk about windows or siding.
Windows. Hello. Well, of course I'm going to talk about Leonard Courtright. Leonard Courtright is the MVP. All right. It's a Courtright family business.
And he's got the James Harden thing.
Yes, he does.
Or what is that what it's called?
No, James Hardy Plank.
Yeah.
But James Hardy Plank.
Yeah.
But this is Simonton Windows that he also installs.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
We don't have a Simonton on the team.
We don't really have a Simonton.
I can't really do anything with that.
It's not simple. It's Simonton.
Tell you this, new siding and new windows on a house makes it like a new house.
It absolutely does. It
really does.
No, and they said, you put in these Simonton windows and you are going to, they guarantee that you will save 25% on your energy bill. Guaranteed that you'll save 25% on your energy bill because they will make that big a difference. They're reflective. NASA did this. You didn't do this. NASA did it. People that are smart, like Dell's dad, work at NASA. They're the ones that developed this, okay? And a double lifetime warranty. That any good? Yeah. Okay, all of this stuff. So if you walk by your windows and it's hotter near your windows, you're losing every single month. How long will it take if you take 25% off of your electricity bill? How long will it take for you to get back that money? Not that long. I'll tell you that right now, especially if you got a bigger house. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this, Allied Siding and Windows, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, been in business forever, 30 years, 40,000 customers. It's unbelievable. They'll give you a $500 Amazon certificate if you tell them that I call you, if you get the whole window replacement. All at 713-WINDOWS, 713-WINDOWS. A 30-second call. It'll set up a 30-minute meeting, and you're going. 713-WINDOWS.
Like I said earlier in all season, you know, I think we got the best offense in the NFL. You know, what we put up tonight against a pretty good defense, what we've shown the game, these, you know, past five games that we won, you know, I think we're up there with the best of the best.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. That was DeAndre Hopkins saying that this is the best offense in the NFL. And who's gonna argue with DeAndre?
I'm not going to.
No. Dell, No. Who? Okay. Who put up five touchdowns out of Deshaun and another rushing touchdown? 133 yards out of Lamar.
That did happen. I'm just confused about his reasoning, considering they put up the last 5 weeks. Because
what was confusing about last night?
20 points. And the Jags are traditionally a good defense, at least the last couple years.
20
but they're
on
them. They're not great. The Cowboys put up 40 against them the week before. And then it was 13 against the Bills.
Yeah, well, how are you going to score against that team?
And offensively, I know they scored 20 people, but it was 13 offensively. And then was it 19 the week before against the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah, but they were in the red zone.
Which is another win. W, win, 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 win.
Oh, I'm not suggesting they haven't played well.
The offense does what it needs to do to win, 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 win.
A remarkable job. They're 5-3 after being 0-3, so they've done... it's been a remarkable run. I'm not taking that away from them. I just feel like when he said against a pretty good defense, you may have to take some of what he said with a grain of salt. That's all.
Listen, this is the greatest offense in the NFL. I'm not going to argue with. Oh, did you see the catch that they took away from him? By the way, this
catch. If you missed it.
Who was, first of all, who was downfield? Because I watched the replay. I didn't see anybody downfield on the Deshaun touchdown, which he had to throw again. But Tyler Irvin gets catch taken.
I think they might have been calling Mance.
They called Mance for
that. Was just not downfield.
It wasn't downfield. That this officiating crew. Where was the offensive interference on DeAndre?
Well, we didn't see it because we saw the grab by Howard allegedly, I guess, since I didn't see it.
Howard is grabbing all the time. That's his thing.
Okay. The suggestion is that DeAndre pushed him and then he grabbed him. That's what the call was.
Right, I know that. And the call was wrong. And what was the deal? That's the crappiest rule. The tuck stop already. He threw the ball, it went backwards. Josh Keyes hit him. Took away all his hopes and dreams.
Well, that's the rule.
The ball went backward.
I would say that is the rule.
That's
like
the rule.
I mean, I don't love the rule. Josh Key, did you see Josh Key?
He wasn't
out of
tucking
his way?
It. He was they throwing it, and it went backwards.
What they said was, if you are impacted by a defender and the ball goes backwards because he hit you, that's not.
Oh, that's crap.
Well, that's
crap.
The rule.
But it really was a tuck rule. Like, he turned his wrist to bring it back. But what struck me about that whole thing in slow motion was that Josh Keyes, who had him a beeline for him, went out of his way to put his head to the side and hit him perfectly. Like, that's an example of the rules having an impact on the way the guy impact. Not a bad one, by the way. That's what the NFL wants you. You just don't hit him with your helmet, but you can still make a big hit. Josh Keyes was flying around last night.
Boy,
he was impactful.
Josh Keyes looked great in the preseason. I'm surprised. If you want to know the truth, I was surprised he didn't make the team the way he was playing. He's a special team. He was on all teams last night. He's tall. He doesn't really look like a linebacker. He's got a different look as a linebacker. Maybe that's part of the reason. But in the preseason, that dude was all over the place making plays. And now I think we're seeing it. You know what? It's next man up. And they talk about that all the time. Injuries open up the door for you. Mm-hmm. That dude is kicking the door in. He's a good player. And that is a nice replacement for, you know, you lost Cole, mm-hmm. and he's a good player. And now Cunningham, I mean, you got yourself a nice replacement there. And I think that dude is going to be in the league for a while.
Yeah, what he is he could be the next Brian Peters. Brian Peters could be in some trouble eventually because they're faster. One of the things that the Texans wanted to do, and Brian Gain made this a priority, he said, we're going to get faster. Our team speed is not good. And adding guys like that, that's a great example of how you get faster. It's not, yes, it's Justin Reed, it's other, but it's also guys at the back end of the roster or just backups because those are the guys who play on special teams as well. So Josh Keyes in the really nice game there. I thought a really good game from the offensive line, man. Yeah, you're going to have some issues. I saw some people freak out on my timeline or who are at me on Twitter about this offensive line. I swear to God, if I could go down and murder everyone and blah, blah. I'm like, wait, guys.
You shouldn't murder offensive line.
I was like, what are we talking about here? Because Deshaun's going to hang on to it a little bit. You're going to have some pressure on Deshaun, but he's active. He can get away from it. And sometimes Deshaun's going to hang on to it and bring some pressure on himself. But, I mean, I didn't think the offensive line was terrible yesterday by any stretch of the imagination. What? I thought their pass pro was okay, and I thought their run blocking was fantastic. I know that's a weakness for Miami, but Houston carved them up for back-to-back games. They carved up Jacksonville, and Greg Mantz has made a big difference.
A huge difference.
Greg Mantz is really playing well, and frankly, if Fulton gets back, I'm not sure Senio should be starting at left guard. I just don't see enough out of him.
I think Greg Mantz should be starting, period.
I do too.
He did a nice job last year,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing a nice job right now. This line does have. Now, Deshaun is going to have to get out of some stuff. I don't get it. Yeah, Deshaun had to make some moves, but that's what Deshaun do. That's Deshaun. He is going to get you out of some stuff. Are they perfect? No. But that defensive line for Miami is one of the most vaunted defensive lines in the NFL. And so,
Once again, not true. But
to me it is.
Well, yeah, because it makes look you good, feel better, like, but it's not.
They're a good-looking group. Like, you think they're going to be good the way they look.
They're big names on the ends with Wake and Quinn.
See?
Robert Quinn and Cameron, like, that is a dangerous – that's as dangerous as it gets.
It doesn't get anymore. And so
– who do they have on the end?
You're
going
to have to escape some of that.
Is Jordan Phillips –
no, he got traded.
Yeah, what happened? Where's
or
Jordan
he got
Phillips
cut
right
or
now?
I don't remember. I think he's in Buffalo.
How did he get cut?
He got
because he got traded because he blows.
So he goes to Buffalo.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I don't know if it's Trutter.
No Sue.
That makes perfect
traded,
sense.
But he blows.
No Sue.
No.
It is. Let's get Randy in here real quick, and then I want to ask a question about. I got a couple of facts and figures from NFL research. Let's get Randy in here. What's going on, Randy? How you doing?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
Good.
No, y'all made a point about the officiating earlier, and what was with that ridiculous all-star with 15 seconds to the half? Y'all see that, where they made him come back out on the field for, like,
a false start on a kneel. They get so. And what about the start of the game?
It wasn't a false start. It was legal formation.
Well, whatever.
Oh, sorry. You know what I mean, though. Just a ridiculous play. But, yeah, also that downfield illegal formation, like, that was pretty bad.
I thought that officiating crew did a whole, I mean, they made some, and the start of the game, really? Stop already. And then they, a delay of game on the second kickoff? What the bleep?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's just terrible.
Well, you know what,
and then, bringing them back to Brandon Weeden at least got a snap. How about that?
I saw that. Did you see the, I'm trying to get his name up right now. You know why they're probably calling that? Because the thought is, what in the world are they calling, the illegal formation? And you can't end the half on a penalty, so you had to bring them back out. Well, they're probably all like, let's call everything that's on tape. Because yesterday, Hugo Cruz got fired. An NFL official got fired in season, which is extremely rare. The rationale here, I'll get the I'll pull the story up, but he made some very, very grievous mistakes. The NFL has a troubling history of knee-jerk reactions. Here he is. Cruz, who last worked in week 6, is no longer an NFL employee. He joined the NFL in 2015. He was responsible for one high-profile mistake this season when he missed an obvious false start call by Chargers left tackle Russell Okung. Cruz.
It was an obvious call, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is that the game you were at?
No.
No, you weren't there. Otherwise, the details of the league's decisions, including other mistakes Cruz is presumed to have made, are unknown. An NFL spokesman declined to comment. The NFL is known or has a troubling history of knee-jerk reactions with an eye on public relations, and clearly it has not learned from past mistakes, said Scott Green, executive director of the NFL Referees Association. Here's something. How about holding guys accountable?
Yeah.
And if they make grievous mistakes that can cost games, I'm sorry. And if you're – I mean, I'm sure they know what the rest – they grade officials. So I'm sure if they think this guy hasn't graded well anyway, get him out of there. Get somebody who's competent and capable, because there's too many subjective calls that can be made in the NFL, and you need guys who are consistent. Like Deshaun, I didn't think DeAndre Hopkins, I didn't think that warranted a push-off penalty on the pass interference. He made a catch. If you didn't watch it yesterday, now Odell Beckham, because he plays in New York, and look, that was a phenomenal catch that he made 3 years ago. He's been living off that 3 years ago catch, and then all the catches he makes in pregame warmups where they show him, you know, look at this in pregame warmup with his headphones in. I'm like, DeAndre Hopkins been had those catches in games with guys defending him. I'm tired of you showing me Odell Beckham catches in pregame. Who gives a flying flip? DeAndre Hopkins grabbed one hand left-handed, and as he was falling on his back, scooped it underneath his left leg, went between the legs to catch it on his sack. That really happened in real life. Mm. There was no pregame.
Why are you sack watching?
It didn't happen.
What do you mean?
It happened.
Well,
no, I saw it.
That penalty doesn't exist.
NFL memes. I saw it on NFL memes.
It doesn't exist in the stat sheet.
That's okay. It happened in real life.
If you say so.
Okay. All right, break.
Did you guys see what Odell did when Sterling Shepard was throwing him balls? Then, in a game or? No.
Are you criticizing the NFL Network's coverage?
He was throwing. No, this is ESPN we're going after.
Okay.
He was throwing down in Twitter. He was throwing. No, that's when he threw a kicker down and kicked the coach in the face. Huh? Oh, but what about in the game? Did he make a bunch of catches? I mean, they were just regular, and then he complained and he spit on somebody. What about DeAndre Hopkins? Oh, he's just minding his own business, making incredible catches for a 5-0 team.
Yeah,
they're 5-3.
5-0.
I hope.
Last five. I don't know what receiver
makes a lot of one-handed catches that you're going to have to talk about in the draft.
Sack.
But I really hope when that guy comes up on your coverage, you stand up and pound the table when they compare him to Odell Beckham. What about DeAndre? He's more like DeAndre.
Well,
are you going to pound the table?
There won't be anybody who compares to DeAndre.
Are you going to pound the table when they talk about that guy?
Absolutely. Oh, really? Oh, okay, who'd you rather have? Who would you rather have?
Oh, there's no doubt.
There's no question. Idiot that bangs off of air conditioners and kicking nets, or DeAndre
the guy who screams classy, clouds.
Classy.
Screams clouds.
I don't know how classy he is when he publicly tells his quarterback to get out of here on the field.
Look at that catch.
That's classy.
No.
You put up with Brian Hoyer for two seasons and tell me how you're going to feel.
It was on his sack.
Stop sack watching him though.
It was a sack catch.
He's got the longest hands. He's at the podium right now. His hands are freaking unbelievable.
Let's see what his hands measured at the combine, because it is.
Well, you put a third round grade on him. Okay.
I didn't do it
back
then.
Nice job, Lance.
No, yeah, I had a first round. I didn't do it back then.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Time to talk right now. Okay, listen. I want to tell you this about the tailgate. It was the quietest I've ever seen. Took some people that had never been there before, but we go to the Houston distributing tent, right? They have Coors Light and Miller Lite, and they distribute both of those, but they had Coors Light at the tent. What do you think happened? Do you think Richard and said, come on, let's go. The guy that owned Stats was there. He was hanging out there as well. So we were out there and we were enjoying nice, cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You think my mountains were blue last night? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then at the game, of course, we're in at my buddy's up there, and we're at the bar, and they almost ran out of Coors Light. which was so unbelievable because everybody wants cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Listen, if you're going to watch your games, watch it with Blue Mountains, okay? Get your Mountains Blue and throw down the best beer in the world. And this is not, it's not even arguable. It's Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Type of guy that gives everybody hope. You know, he's a great guy in the locker room. Works very hard. Young player that's getting better and better, and very very level headed guy. Not a overly emotional guy. I think he's exactly what you're looking for in a starting quarterback.
Bill O'Brien has to be a little sad today. We're watching Will Fuller right now grab his knee. And oh, by the way, thanks. Who was that, Dell, that climbed on his back and killed and ruined our season? Who?
Bobby McCain from Memphis.
Oh, thanks, Bobby McCain.
Well,
jerk.
Happened to Albert Wilson. Should there
be charges levied against him today?
As long as T's Tabor catches some too, he reached out and grabbed at the toe of Albert Wilson.
He's got to do that. He can't run.
Okay, I don't care.
He's got to do something.
They should all be imprisoned.
Easy warden.
Relax.
Easy warden.
Okay. Did he not assault him? Did he not assault him?
You can't say prison. You can't. In Texans. Yeah. Anything involving Texans. So here's Will Fuller. This is a real problem. I mean, Will Fuller, I think the verdict is in. Will Fuller's a good football player, better than people thought, and the fuss is about his year one. This is why you got to let it play out a little bit. However, the concerns about durability are a major, major issue right now. There's just no getting around it now. If he suffered an ACL, which the Texans believe he suffered an ACL, according to Adam Schefter, then he's going to be out for this year. He will be... It will be around camp next year when he can make it back. We'll see. A lot of what he does, it doesn't involve sharp cuts. He's more of a, you know, I think he'll be able to come back and still maintain his speed and everything like that. But let's just be real now. Between the hamstrings and the other injuries, Will Fuller has a major durability issue. He's not a big guy, and they're going to have to look at another. I think they have to look at another receiver. Either, as John mentioned, in the trade deadline, who they can maybe groom as a good backup to quality third starter, or they're going to have to draft one. Because at this point, you just can't count on Will Fuller, you know, for anywhere even approaching 16 games based on his history with the Texans.
Yeah. He. I'll tell you this. He's better than I thought. I didn't think he had the hands. Well, you can fix that, and they've improved greatly, unbelievably.
I don't think he has a drop this year.
No.
And he won't now.
No. Well, now he won't. You got to find somebody on a team that's really. How about Sterling Shepard?
I don't think the Giants will get rid of him. He's the stable one.
He's the one that's not mentally ill.
I mean, you got to keep him in the room.
He's not. You really kind of do.
For when Odell starts screaming at the clouds,
I would really
Sterling, get your man's. We can't have this. Hey, go ahead. What were you saying, Dale?
You mentioned Mike Wallace.
I don't really want Mike.
Okay,
Wallace.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. I don't actually. I'm just throwing a name
out
there. I don't really want.
What the hell kind of name was that?
He hasn't done anything impactful for a long time.
I just want
you
to clarify for people go crazy because he's played two games and caught no balls.
Well, they've got
bing bang boom. Broncos receiving calls for Demaryius Thomas.
But that happened last week.
Yeah.
What happened last week?
He was on the trade block last week.
Well, I know.
How about that?
But
how about
that's
that?
The kind of guy. Here's the thing.
How about Demaryius goes back next week and plays against Denver? Wait.
I got to tell you what's going to happen when you trade for Demaryius Thomas. The reason they are is because he's got like a $20 million hit code.
Okay. I don't care.
A tremendous, tremendous amount of money coming. Him and Emmanuel Sanders. And the thought was they drafted Cam Sutton because one of those guys at least, and maybe both of them, could be gone. But I think it is worth now he's going to expect to play all the time. So, you know what I say, Kiki QT, you just have to go away while Will Fuller's in. I don't know. But Demaryius Thomas is one of those guys that the money does make it a little tricky. That's not the level I was looking at. I was looking at something maybe a little less expensive potentially than you know, like a $20 million option. But I don't know if it's maybe not $20 million, but it's pretty high.
Well, you got to find a team that's that it does. Listen, the Giants have a fire sale going on. I don't think that Sterling Shepard would be out of if you give him enough. I don't know what. Look, they took a fifth rounder for Snacks. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a guy that you want to keep in there. He's a value. It's just you don't want to just give guys away for no reason.
No, but you got to find a team that is in disarray. How about?
I think they've had their disarray trades already. By the way, Demaryius Thomas this year, potential out 2019. So he's got, his base salary is, the cap hit is $17 million next year. He's got a base hit. So you won't have to pay the signing bonus, but his base contract is $14 million next year. So do you want him? Now, you can also get rid of him in the offseason. It wouldn't matter if you wanted to cut him. I would, you know what? I would absolutely rent him for a fifth rounder. And teams don't just like giving away fifth rounders. I would rent him for a fifth rounder and then just let him walk.
Well, why? You can maybe can use him next year.
Yeah, no, you maybe can, but I feel like you're going to, like if you extend him, well, what you're basically doing is you're going to have to pay him a pretty good chunk of change, not as much as DeAndre Hopkins, and you're going to have to do that with the eye towards Will Fuller just not being able to stay healthy. It's just kind of a tricky.
Well, and his dead cap money for Denver is 3.5, which would be less for you because you're not paying him you're not working in the signing bonus on that.
Right. Next year, yeah. Is it? Yeah, because he has an option too. So, yeah.
Get Demaryius Thomas. Let's go. That's done. I don't know
if it's done.
No, it's done as far as I'm concerned.
If we finish that.
Let's get Sam in here on ESPN 97.5. What say, Sam?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk to you guys about the game.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was there, and I know you guys were talking about DeAndre Hopkins' catch. And to be honest, you know, it didn't count, like Adele said. But it was a pretty impressive catch off his sack, as you guys mentioned. Another thing that's definitely on his sack is Lance. I mean, come on, man. He's not better than Odell.
He's better than Odell.
You're the only guy.
Look at his career stats. If you look at his career stats.
Let's look at quarterbacks.
No, well, Hoyer, Odell's stats are
Mallett,
Eli Manning.
Brock.
Eli Manning has.
I'm sorry, two. Everyone tells me
you can't play this game.
He's an Hall of Famer.
Fame.
Stop
Hall
it.
Hall
of Famer.
Hall
of Famer.
Stop it. Hall of Famer. You don't like Eli as a quarterback.
When was the last time Eli played like a Hall of Fame quarterback?
You mean two Super Bowl championships? Okay. Thanks. Good night. No.
When was the last time? Here, let me ask you some questions. When was the last time?
Get off his sack already.
No, let me just ask you a couple questions. When was the last time Brock played like a Hall of Famer?
Or Brian Hoyer.
I'm just going to keep going. You tell me which one's Hall of Famer. Ryan Mallett.
Case Keenum. When was the last time Eli played like a Hall of Famer?
Which one of these
which one of those guys would you take over Eli?
None.
Which one of those guys would you take over Eli?
Are we talking about Eli?
We're
talking about Odell.
Look
at the guy that he's got throwing the ball to.
Your guy can't even stay on the field. He's busy. The owner has to come get him.
Yeah, and he's fighting kicking nets and air conditioners.
Who would you rather have, DeAndre Hopkins or Odell Beckham?
It's not even close.
Sam, hold on, Sam. Don't hang up on him.
I'm here.
Okay, who would you rather have, DeAndre or Odell?
Who would I rather have? I would rather have Odell.
Because you're a Giant fan.
I'm not a Giants fan.
Why would you rather have Odell?
Why would you rather have him?
Skill set. I mean, overall, if the Giants were playing better, the Giants line was playing better, Odell would be.
I don't want to hear about Giants line. You're not giving any credit to the bad quarterback.
Hold on a second,
DeAndre.
The Texans have the worst line in football. What are you talking about?
Well,
if the Giants,
have you seen the Giants?
The Giants beat their ass here.
Giants are pretty bad.
That's the only team they
have
beat.
Have you seen the Giants line?
Have you seen the Texans line?
They're both horrible.
Yeah, what quarterback's gotten hit more than any quarterback
Sam,
in the league?
Here's the bottom line. I agree. Odell Beckham's skill set, speed and all that stuff, everything is incredible. Here's the thing.
Reality?
He's a gigantic pain in the ass. The fact is, he is in real life, he's a gigantic pain in the ass that is causing a lot of problems for the Giants internally, externally, with the media. The owner has to step in. At what DeAndre Hopkins produces without any of that stuff. His hands are just as good, if not better, in-game, where he actually makes in-game. You know, we got a lot of calls that have come in here, Sam. I don't know if I'm on his sack as much as you are on Odell's sack a little bit. Let's get CJ in here with you just real quick and see what CJ has to say. Hold on a second. What's up, CJ?
CJ,
are you also Team Odell?
Okay, CJ, you got to hang up on CJ. Chuck, what do you think about Sam's assertion there?
Oh, man. Homeboy's nuts, man. He needs to go back to New York City.
That's what I'm saying.
You just said it, man. Odell's a big pain in the ass.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Hold on, Chuck. I can catch the football, but I'm not a pain in the ass.
Right.
Well, I don't know, Chuck.
I don't know if you could.
I feel like
you might be a pain in the ass.
No.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tyler.
Let's get Tyler in here.
Tyler, what you think?
We're just getting his reaction. Maybe I'm too odd positive about DeAndre
that
Hopkins.
It's going this way in the city of Houston that
we
DeAndre is winning.
Well, no. Sam's in the
Sam,
city of Houston.
Yeah. Is Sam here?
He's not a giant fan.
He's an outlier.
Oh, no, I don't think so. There might be some people that like Odell better.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know. Tyler,
who do you like?
I definitely like DeAndre.
And another one.
So there it is. It's a fact.
Yeah. And
it
another one.
It went from opinion to fact.
This is
now.
A real surprising turn of
events.
Oh, wait
a minute. Let's get Mark in here. No,
let's see what Mark says.
I thought that it would go all Team Odell, but
did
I guess
you,
not.
Then why did you go to the
first? Yeah.
Let's
Mark.
Go, Mark. They just started calling. I don't know. Mark.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, man, ask that Sam guy if he went or is a big fan of LSU, because that's what he sounds like. He's a big LSU fan.
Could be
he
an
probably
LSU.
Thinks
you know, that might be Chompers.
Landry no. is the greatest receiver also.
Is this Chompers?
Is Sam no. Chompers? No.
I would have said Odell back
in the Sam, did you go to LSU?
Hopkins. Team Hopkins, baby.
Yeah, that's right. There's another Team Hopkins.
That's the same guy. That was Mark.
Sam.
No, I know, but Sam's on right
Where's
now.
Where's Sam? Sam, are you back?
I'm still here, guys.
You're not Chompers, are you? LSU Chompers?
That's not Chompers.
No. Okay. No, not at all.
Are you an LSU guy? Is that your angle?
I'm not. No, I'm a Texas guy.
You're a UT guy?
You can't. Longhorns?
Longhorns, yeah.
What is your Odell Beckham thing?
He doesn't make any sense. Observer,
he's not
apparently.
Objective.
Because I'm not biased to the market that you guys are in. I watch football.
You're in it,
and
too.
And I can tell you if Odell got better or the Giants period got better O-line play and consistency in that side of the field, Odell can put up huge numbers just by his skill set.
Yeah.
And play calling.
Same thing
and
with
play calling as well.
But these same arguments have been made about Texans and Hopkins.
That's enough of this
tomfoolery.
Only
Hopkins isn't a self-check with his attitude and personality.
What was the original discussion? Who was better or who was a bigger pain in the ass? I don't remember.
But you don't have that with...
Who would you rather...
That's not in the equation with DeAndre.
He said I was on DeAndre's sack. The whole thing was... The whole thing on TV is, who's the best wide... Is DeAndre the best wide receiver? Get off... Hey, ESPN,
well, I think
get
was,
off DeAndre's sack,
I think
too,
that was
I guess.
Sam's point. He's a better talent.
Oh, he said get
ESPN
off
is all... It's Team Odell now.
Well, but they just had the question, is DeAndre the best wide receiver in the league?
Well, I'll tell you
this. The answer is clearly yes.
Listen, if you're going to say that, their skill sets are similar. The way that he makes catches, the 50-50, maybe Odell's a little bit faster, okay? Maybe he's got a little bit more breakaway.
He's probably better.
He's
but
faster.
As far as going up and getting 50-50 balls, nobody in the league
DeAndre's the best.
The best.
And Odell, I think, is better after the catch.
Odell's better after
probably
the catch.
Probably after the
Odell's
catch.
Odell's faster. DeAndre's tougher. He's stronger. He's got as good a body control. His 50-50 is better because he is bigger and he can muscle up. But the fact is, both of them are wide receiver ones. So what's a defining characteristic? If you want an explosive guy and you're just playing Madden, you're going to take Odell Beckham. But this isn't Madden. People's personalities and their ability to be good teammates and things like that matter. And DeAndre Hopkins is not a problem. Every coach in the league would take DeAndre Hopkins.
I'll take DeAndre over Odell any day. And I'm... For some reason,
Dell, the boards have lit up and everyone is on Hopkins'
side. It is a big surprise coming off a huge win.
No.
There's
a nothing
lot
to do with Houston.
Oh.
This is, if we go to, okay, let's call Chicago or L.A. and we'll find out what people think.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep. Do that on your cell phone.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call right now.
Go ahead.
While you're talking about Craig DeCerf.
Let me tell you about Craig DeCerf. Craig DeCerf is your chance to get the best car at the best price. And here's why I say that. They've got low, low, low prices on a lot of different vehicles and inventory. If you go to LanceZCars.com, they will have the banner will scroll across and you can see some of the very best offers they have. Yes, they have the great dealer cashback incentives and the things like that that you're going to find at other dealerships. But the big difference is when you head out to Angleton, and for me, it's a 42-minute drive, it is worth your time making that drive. And here's exactly why. When you take the opportunity to make that drive, what you're going to find is the selection is phenomenal. Over 300 vehicles in stock right there on the grounds. You're going to find the vehicle that you want. If Craig DeSerf, if he doesn't have it, he will find the vehicle you want. He's not going to make you settle for something else. And here is another really, really important thing. They offer better trade-in value than anybody in the Houston market. No one's going to touch them out there in Angleton because Craig DeSerf says, you know what? We can. Our overhead's not as high, and if I have to take a loss on a vehicle, I will, because I want you to be happy. I want you to get a great car, and I want you to get more cars with us, and I want you to tell your friends and your neighbors. GMC, whether you're looking for crossover vehicles, SUVs, or trucks, Buick has sporty designs on crossovers and a ton of different cars. Chevy's got cars, SUVs like the Suburban, and pickup trucks like the Silverado. Go to LanceZCars.com right now and find the vehicle that best suits you and head down to see my man, Craig DeSerf, at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, listen, called Chicago. And we got Rich Dombrowski is going to join us at the top of the hour here. Rich and the Squirrel in the afternoons in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out what Chicago thinks, Del. Yeah. How's that? Sam, is that neutral enough?
Our co-host Sam wants to know.
It's odd that you could just pull up Rich Dombrowski and he doesn't have a show to do.
John's got people.
He's in the afternoon. He's the afternoon host.
What station is he on?
He's on 104 The Score or some crap. I don't
104
know.
104 The Score. I'm going to see his show page. See we'll what see. He talks about.
Rich and the Squirrel.
Look at this. The Houston Texans, the longest win streak after an 0-3 start was the New York Giants. New York Giants had six in 1970.
1970.
After an 0-3 start, the longest streak after an 0-3 start was the New York Giants in 1970. I'm looking them up right now to see what they did because it's kind of an interesting little thing I've. So they ended up 9-5. That was when it was a 14-game season, and they did not make the playoffs. The Houston Texans are. The 2000 Steelers did that. They finished 9-7, did not make the playoffs. The 98 Bills did that. They finished 10-6 and lost in the wild card. And then something strange is happening. The 86 Raiders did that. But they're not even showing up on the Pro Football Reference page. I don't understand. I mean, they would have been in the AFC West back then, right? Denver, Kansas City, Seattle. It was Los Angeles Raiders. So they ended up 8-8 and did not make the playoffs either.
Because they suck.
Interestingly enough, though, even with these five-game win streaks, three of these four teams did not make the playoffs after an 0-3 start.
Well, they didn't have this division, though.
that's accurate. Yep. And one team did, and they lost in the... But the Texans right now have one more win to go, and they'll have to do that after the bye versus Denver.
Greatest bounce back from 0-3 ever. Tied for the greatest, if they win next game.
Yep.
Okay.
Texans right now, 8-1 lifetime versus Miami Dolphins, too.
Dolphins
they
suck.
They own... The Dolphins. Even when the Texans.
You know
sucked,
what? Your team is the Texans biznotch.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You are the best middling team in the league.
Thank you.
Do you remember their only loss was that Bill O'Brien season where they were in bad weather and it was an embarrassing loss at Miami?
Yes.
And then they
got Lamar Miller because of it.
Yeah. And they played Atlanta and it was another embarrassing loss. And it was like, oh my God, we've made a terrible mistake by Bill O'Brien.
And then they won
a division.
All right, CJ, quickly, because we got to get Rich from Rich and the Squirrel in here next. What do you say, CJ?
Yeah, I was calling to see if, which I know is a different style of receiver. I know, but my question is if Will Fuller out for the season, what do you think the chance of Dez Bryant coming on, and how would he fit?
Dez Bryant, he's the exact...
I hadn't even thought about mentioning Dez Bryant.
Dez is the exact opposite of what you're looking for.
But he's there.
You're looking for a guy that stretches the field. Dez doesn't do that.
Nah, that's true.
I mean, what the hell? No, no,
But Dez's name was bound to come up, though.
Bound to come up, because he's sitting there. But you know why he's sitting there?
No one wants a mess. No one wants it. And he can't get open.
Anymore. He's a mess. I know.
If you can't get open, you better bring a lot more to
the
table.
You're looking for somebody that'll stretch the field like Will Fuller did, and he's the exact opposite of that.
Dez's days of playing football may be over.
Yeah, no. He's not good at football anymore.
He's not good enough.
No. No.
He's good enough to be a backup.
Go get Emmanuel. Manny wants Emmanuel Sanders. Really? Their best receiver you want?
Yeah.
No. Go get Jordy. I've seen Jordy a couple of times.
I don't know if I'd call him a field stretcher at this juncture.
No, they're not giving up Emmanuel Sanders, I wouldn't think. They're trying to get out of Demaryius Thomas's contract.
Yep.
Demaryius isn't a speed merchant and a speed demon anymore, but that would be nice. He's a lot better than Dez, too. No, not Dez. Oh, Cowboy fans, we don't need Dez. Good Lord. No, I don't want Dez around here.
I really would look into Devontae Parker. I really would. I know they haven't been happy with him in Miami.
Except they're 4-4. Injuries. They're not getting rid of him.
Yeah, but if they don't think they're going anywhere and if the Texans would give up something decent, I wouldn't give up more than maybe a fourth if you thought you didn't have to pay him a ton. I don't know. Maybe that's much in the NFL.
Because he's coming up on that fifth-year option, so you would have to make an immediate decision on if you want to keep him around.
Well, you might need to keep him around. I mean, the depth at this position is unbelievably poor. You might need to keep him around. That wouldn't be bad if you give up a fourth. Would you? You got a guy that would be a rotation guy for a fourth rounder?
No, yeah. I don't think that's bad. The only problem is how much is he going to cost? Like on the open market, I don't. What's he done? Devontae Parker hasn't done anything. So I would think you could get him for a reasonable price. And you know what? If you think he can play, it's worth paying a little extra for him because Will Fuller, you never know when he's healthy.
And you got the money.
He's scheduled to make just over $9 million next year.
What?
Fifth-year
option.
That's
not acceptable.
Fifth-year option.
Well, then you know what? Then you can you say no? Can you extend him and make him give him a 3-year deal?
I don't know the rules.
Yeah. All right, Beat the Limo guy. We need to pick a contestant. We're going to do that. Back to 10 o'clock, right? Is it 10 o'clock? Justin doesn't. 10 o'clock. Beat the Limo guy. Let's pick him at 8:15 exactly. At 8:15 exactly. If you want to play Beat the Limo guy, the eighth caller. You have to pick 5 games against the limo guy. He'll take you to and from the game in a limo, and you get 4 tickets to either a Rockets or Texans game, and you get dinner at either Knick's Place or China Garden. How's that? Is that okay? So we're going to do that at 10 o'clock, but at 8:15 exactly, so we'll give the people that are streaming a chance to get in as well. What did I say, the eighth caller? Eighth caller is going to be playing Beat the Limo Guy today. Up next, Rich from Rich and the Squirrel in Chicago joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, we're talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf. He's a different kind of guy. You can listen to John Clay Wolf's show. You can call him up tomorrow. On the show, he will tell you the price of your car. You give him a call. That's how good this guy is. He's going to give you a neighborhood, and then you got to send a picture to see what kind of shape it is in and all of that stuff. But here's the deal. Is right on his radio show, which is right here on ESPN 97.5, from 9 till noon, he will tell you how much your car is worth. Dude is really, really good at this. And here's the deal. He's going to give you the best price for your car. All right. He guarantees it. If not, he's going to send you $100. If you can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. I need you to go to GiveMeTheVin.com if you're trying to sell it. If you're trying to sell your vehicle, please go to GiveMeTheVin.com. You be armed with a price before you go to the dealership or wherever you're going to sell your car, because you're going to get your best price at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save